Good morning to you all. It's good to see you in the Lord's house today. Praise the Lord for the opportunity we have to gather together in His holy name to worship Him. In our call to worship today, I want to draw your attention to 2 Chronicles chapter 23. You know, I believe it's very important for God's people to prepare themselves for the singing, for the receiving of the Word of God. We have to kind of set our hearts and minds aside from the daily cares, the activities, Facebook, Twitter, social media, and give this time to whom? It's the Lord's time. Now, we ought to be giving Him all of our time, but we have come together as a corporate body to worship Him. And that means that you have to put out of your own heart and mind your agendas, your thinking, your ideas, what your plans, what you're going to do this afternoon. And you've got to totally give yourself to the worship of God, to worship Him in spirit and in truth. And so we begin our worship service each Sunday with a call to worship, a desire to call us away from the cares of the world, to call us unto the Word of God. I want to share with you some thoughts from 2 Chronicles 23. I was reading through this passage the other day, and it struck me because there's a man by the name of Jehoiada who's 90 years old. He is a priest in Israel, and for 7 years, they have had Queen Athaliah ruling over the children of Israel. And he comes to the place, he says, "This is it. We've had enough of the wickedness. We've had enough of this woman who has taken over the throne apart from God. We are going to put the proper king on the throne who just happens to be 7 years old. We're going to put the proper king, and we're going to trust God to take care of the people." And we're told here that he called out to all the Levites throughout the land and told them to come to Jerusalem. And he divided them up into three groups, and they were the ones that were to be in the temple. Inside the temple, they were in three different ranks, gathered around outside the temple, inside the temple, for the bringing out of this child that God had preserved, who was the grandson of Athaliah. She had killed everybody else so that she could become queen. She didn't know about this child, and so Jehoiada, who was 90 years old, brings this child out. And the Bible tells us in verse 11 of this passage, "Then they brought out the king's son and put upon him the crown and gave him the testimony and made him king." That phrase, the testimony, was the Word of God. That child, as he came forward and they put the crown on his head, they gave him the writings of Scripture to him so he might rule over them. Now, Athaliah comes along the scene. She sees everything that's going on, and she begins to scream. She begins to scream at the top of her lungs that this king is not the right king, and he needs to be killed. And Jehu comes along, and he takes care of business. They kill her, and the rightful king is restored. It was a 90-year-old man who had a vision for the restoration of the monarchy back to the godly line, because it was supposed to be a descendant of David on the throne. He said, "We cannot continue as is. We must stand up for the Lord Jesus Christ." Here's my point this morning in our call to worship as we come before the Lord. We are living in days where believers are going to have to stand up for the Lord Jesus Christ. This idea of, well, we'll try to work behind the scenes, and we're going to try to see if we can change things. For no, it's going to take some courage. It's going to take a few Jehoiadas. He was 90. I mean, he's past retirement age. He shouldn't be the one to be called upon to have to do this, but he does it. And he arranges everything, and he restores the kingship back to its rightful leader, and he trusts the Lord, and he gives to that 7-year-old boy copies of the Word of God to encourage him that this is how you're supposed to rule. These are the documents of your kingship. It took courage on his part to do that. And you and I, as believers in Jesus Christ, need to stand up for Him. Rather than just floating along with the culture, rather than just riding along with where other quote-unquote Christians are going today, which is, and for most part, away from this book, we've got to stand up like Jehoiada and say, we've got to stop this. We've got to be found on the Lord's side. Are you on the Lord's side this morning? You cannot worship Him in spirit and in truth if you're not standing with Him. Amen. You can't worship someone you're not standing with. And so we need to get back to the biblical framework. In order for the restoration of the temple worship and the kingship to take place, it took a man to take a stand and to encourage others to participate, to draw it back to where it was supposed to be. May God help us this morning to worship Him in spirit and in truth, and to be courageous for Him and to stand for Him.